Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes.
Hugh, when we did our show last week about crisp summer whites, I noticed you started paying attention when I was talking about some of the this Italian wine that came up. And you went and found some crisp.
I did find some crisp Italian wines. And actually, part of what I wanted to do was, I don't know what the percentage of Italian whites in this country are Pinot Grigio, but it's got to be monstrous.
Yeah, so I would think so.
I just wanted to not do that. So I jumped out, and I think these represent pretty good values across the board. First was a Soave, and that used to be all over the place, but you don't see it so much anymore. This is from a producer called Brigaldara. It's the 2017, sells for all of $17. The grape variety is Garganega. It's 100%. And this is, you know, going to be sort of this is kind of classic Italian white, you know, very light, very crisp, nice citrus, lime with a little bit of sort of a roasted nut aromatic, which I see in a lot of Italian whites, as a matter of fact.
That's interesting.
Yeah. With a nice finish, good acidity and length. This is a pleasing summer sipper. You could do it as both an aperitif or something to pair and work well with food, too. But I just thought that was a very charming wine and certainly something I enjoyed. Now, here is a wine that I am really beginning to enjoy. It's Vernaccia di San Gimignano. And this producer is called La Momeraia. We'll put this on the website so you can get the spelling better than I probably pronounced it. And anyway, this is the 2015 Vernaccia di San Gimignano. This is going to sell for $17.99, so it's still really quite reasonable. Again, you're going to have the theme that we were looking for, so bright and crisp fruit. There's a very detectable, subtle note of almond that comes through, almond and toast on the nose with a really almost puckering, great assertive structure. Classic flavor profile, and this is, as I sort of mentioned earlier, this is a wine that I'm looking for more and more often because I'm finding them to be really pleasant.
Did it have that the touch of what they call varnish to it, which is, it's much better than it sounds?
Yeah, this one did not evidence that, and
okay.
I think maybe that's part, I'm seeing that actually less and less. Are you still seeing a lot of that?
Not as much, you're absolutely
okay.
Right, because it is a bit off-putting.
Yeah, and I think they're kind of, their techniques are getting a lot better. Now, here's the one that stole the show for me. I had never had this, apparently you have. This is a wine called Roero Arnis. That's the DOCG designation. It's the 2018. This is a grape variety that I've never heard of before. The producer here is called Valdenira. So Valdenira Roero Arnis. It's 100%. The grape is Arnis. This is from the Piedmont. So this is normally from an area that you associate with big reds, Barolos, etc. This is just stunning stuff. Loved it. Flavors of peaches and honey with great acidity. I mean, the acidity was just, the structure was great. Really liked it. Spectacularly refreshing. As I said, a totally new varietal for me. I mean, and that for $20, I'm all in. I think that was great.
Yeah, when I was in Piedmont last year, I drank a lot of Arnaeus, and I never had a bad one. I just love that grape. So I'm glad you discovered
it. I'm on board. That's awesome.
It's really fun. We're going to put these wines on our website at wypr.org. You can look them up and figure out how to get a hold of some. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.